The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to a Thursday edition of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. It is my privilege to be your host today, and I am so grateful that you are on that side of the microphone. I think it'll be a profitable time today. I have a lot of things to share with you. But before we get into anything else, there's just a lot of entertaining things going on in our government right now. I mean, sometimes you have to laugh instead of cry. The president was in the UK yesterday. He's there for a G7 summit. He's going to talk to the prime minister and so forth. But first, he met with our U.S. troops stationed in the UK. And a couple of fascinating things about his speech. He had a large contingent of them behind him, all of them with masks on. Now, since they're in the U.S. military, I would assume that most of them have been vaccinated, but well, they were still wearing masks. But anyway, I watched a good portion of the speech, and there was no reaction from the troops. He is the commander-in-chief. No applause, no enthusiasm. If you look at their faces, it's like, we're here because we have to be here. I could be wrong. But then he is speaking to our fighting forces, our men and women in the military who have been trained to fight the enemy. And so he gets up, and among many, many other things, he says, here is what our greatest threat is today. Now, remember who he's speaking to. Our military. Our fighting men and women. Now, to encourage them, you would think he would say something about, you know, hey, our enemies better fear you, folks. We don't have anything to fear because of you. You are so mighty. You are so strong. You have been trained to fight. Just your presence should instill fear into our enemies. No. The greatest threat we face today, climate change. Climate change. And I'm sure that some of those men and women in uniform in front of him and behind him must have been thinking, then what are we doing? If the greatest threat is climate change? Well, anyway, that's just an aside. It's just something that I thought of. Here in Ohio, Governor DeWine has a new opponent in the upcoming primary for Governor U.S. Representative Jim Renacci. Announced yesterday, he is officially running for governor of Ohio, challenging Governor Mike DeWine. Now, you know I'm not an expert on anything, including and maybe even especially politics. I don't know the inside of Ohio politics, but just my own personal opinion, Renacci doesn't have a chance. There are a couple of Republican leaders here in the state of Ohio that I think could give Governor DeWine a run for their money, including Dave Yost, brain cramp, Attorney General Dave Yost. Now, we're not best buddies. We don't go golfing every week. But he is a friend, and I consider Dave Yost a good friend. And the last time he and I talked personally about this, he had no interest whatsoever in running for governor. Haven't asked him recently. He may have changed his mind. He is one of the few that I think could give Governor DeWine a run for his money. Renacci, I don't think so. Renacci, if you will remember, back in 2017, announced his run for governor, but then suddenly changed course, ran for the U.S. Senate. He went up against Democrat Sherrod Brown and got beat badly. So we will see. I mean, who knows? Politics can change on a dime. I would suspect pretty soon at least two, maybe three other Republicans are going to announce their candidacy to try to go up against Governor DeWine. We will see. Right now, Governor DeWine has very high public poll ratings. And it's interesting, he is very popular among Democrats. The last polls I saw, he had higher ratings among Democrats than he did Republicans. So a primary challenge against Governor DeWine for a Republican is going to be very difficult. Not impossible, but certainly very difficult. And then this story. Many of you are brokenhearted as I am concerning what has happened to the Boy Scouts of America. No longer the Boy Scouts of America, now they are the BSA. Well, what does the BSA stand for? Well, it stands for Boy Scouts of America, but don't tell anybody. We're not Boy Scouts anymore. We're BSA. Well, yeah, I know, but what does the BSA stand for? Well, like I said, it's a secret. It does stand for Boy Scouts. We don't talk about that anymore. We are the BSA. They took a hard turn to the left. And what happens when the left touches anything? Say it, class. It destroys it. So what has happened to the Boy Scouts? Well, they have been are continuing to be destroyed. They're declining like crazy. I don't know that they will even be in existence in another 5 years. Anyway, in light of the hard turn left of the Boy Scouts, Trail Life USA was launched in 2014. They are headquartered in Orlando. They are unashamedly Christian in their outreach. They have based much of what they do on the traditional things that the Boy Scouts did, the badges and merits and so on and so on and so forth. Started back in 2014. Well, they're doing extremely well. They had 65 new troops thus far in 2021. This is the beginning of June, and already 65 new troops, and there are over 100 in the process of being chartered right now as we speak. When that happens, which will be very soon, that will be over 165 brand new troops this year. CEO Mark Hancock said, quote, "So far this year, we have seen a 70% increase in new members over this time last year and a 30% increase over the same period the prior year," explained Hancock. Good for them. They're a solid Christian boys organization picking up where the Boy Scouts left. So good for them. Experiencing really good, solid growth. And if you're looking for an organization for your boys, I would suggest you look at Trail Life USA. They're headquartered in Orlando, Florida, and experiencing great growth. All right, we're going to take the first break, and then we'll be back. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I like this headline, "Another Corporation Sees the Light." Yeah, we make some progress, we lose some progress, but on the fight against porn, some major American corporations are beginning to get a little bit of a moral compass and a little bit of a spine. So far, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Unilever, Kraft Heinz, and PayPal have taken action to separate themselves from MindGeek and its porn operations. Well, the latest corporation to get on board is Comcast. I had it right in front of me. Comcast. Yeah. Comcast has decided to block anything and everything from MindGeek. Now, I'm not familiar with MindGeek, but evidently MindGeek is a cover, a front for one of the largest porn operations in the world. And I'm not even going to give the name of the actual porn operation because I don't want to give them any advertising and so forth. But the National Center on Sexual Exploitation has said concerning MindGeek, they're posting child sex abuse material, sex trafficking, non-consensual images. They largely have not been held accountable. And several organizations, as I said, have stepped up and said no more. If you want to get your porn, you can't do it through Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and some others. And now Comcast, the huge cable corporation, has indicated that they are blocking it as well. Now, there are many other porn sites that are still available on Comcast, but at least this is a step in the right direction. At least it is a step in the right direction. This, however, is not a step in the right direction. The contentious relationship between Liberty University and their former president, Jerry Falwell Jr., continues. And I'm not going to go into all the gory details, but it is sad. You know, I'm not sure whether people in heaven know what's going on the earth. Sometimes I really hope that they do. Other times I sincerely hope that our loved ones in heaven have no clue what's going on here on the earth. Because if they do, Jerry Falwell Sr. must be grieved about what his son Jerry Falwell Jr. has done. He has dragged the testimony of Liberty University through the mud, the testimony of Christ through the mud. It has been really, really sad. Well, Liberty University is not leaving it alone either. Just last week, I didn't hear about it until today, but last week in Lynchburg Circuit Court, Liberty University filed a $40 million breach of contract lawsuit against Jerry Falwell Jr. Yeah, $40 million breach of contract lawsuit. And so the university is making their claims. Jerry Falwell Jr. is making his claims. And, hey, $40 million is a lot of money. But I just wish that both parties would just move on. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, quote, Falwell said he will walk away with a severance package from Liberty University totaling $10.5 million. I think I could live on that with retirement. Could you? I think I could get by on 10.5. He recently told the Washington Post he would get $2.5 million over 24 months, in addition to $8 million in retirement benefits per a contract he signed with the university in July of 2019. And that's the contention. The university is saying Jerry Falwell Jr. knew all of this was going to be coming down. He knew he would probably get fired. He knew all of this stuff was going to hit the press. And so he negotiated a new contract. He had knowledge that the university did not. And that's why the university is saying breach of contract. And they are suing him for $40 million. Wow. Again, Liberty has done so many wonderful things. It's just so sad to see this controversy and the university, and much more importantly, the cause of Christ being dragged through the mud. All right. Top of the hour break. We'll be back. Remember what President Trump called the media? Fake news? Well, we're learning now how fake it really was. Stay tuned.